Welcome, everybody. Workplace Strategies. Our guest today is Kathy Gamboa, VP of Market Transformation, and in that role, she has stabilized and refined a business model for 29 locations, which was a $144 million initiative impacting 75% of the company's workforce. As HR Director for AT&T and TCI, Kathy led a team of 12 HR experts supporting over 1,200 employees in three states. Okay, Kathy, our first issue is coverage and converge or collide four generations in the workforce. What are we talking about here, Kathy Gamboa?
Well, thank you so much. This is just such a passionate project and area for me to talk about these generations because as a leader, you understand and relate that employees come from different backgrounds and experiences. And when you start looking at the different generations, you have to adapt and adjust your style in order to help create a healthy environment that fosters success towards our collective progress towards goals. And there's various differences between each generation. Even, you know, going back, if you think about the generation from the Depression era, where they received their influences of how they approach life. They were very conservative. They were compulsive savers. They felt responsibility to leave a legacy for their children. Very patriotic and organized, really worked before pleasure and had a very large sense of authority. Very different from how you look at, say, for example, Generation Z. We have four generations right now that are really converging in the workforce. The boomer generations, your Generation X, millennials, and coming up now, entering the workforce, Generation Z. So as we look at these differences across the board, you'll see some very dramatic shifts in how they approach things from the workplace to life, to how they want to be interacted with and communicated with. And as a leader, it's critical that you understand those nuances so you can not only continue to benefit your employer, continue to benefit the work and goals that are being achieved, but also reduce your return over in the work.
So help me understand the difference between Gen X and Millennial and Millennials and Gen Z.
Oh, it's become kind of an alphabet soup of different generations. From a boomer standpoint, that generation really focused on making an impact, a difference, and affecting change. You'll see a theme of optimism versus engagement as you go across these four generations. Boomers expected the best. They were highly optimistic. Then you move into your Generation X, and this was your first latchkey generation. And that itself presented changes and challenges to how they looked forward. They were very skeptical of institutions, and this was an independent generation. They really didn't seek a lot of involvement as opposed to their predecessors, the boomers.
What age group are we describing here?
The boomers, really anywhere from 1945 to 1965 is when they were born. If you move into Generation X, that's 1966 to 1976. So you think about what was going on in that time frame with the Gen X team. That was the group that started to understand a little bit more about being independent because they were exposed to daycare. They were exposed to divorce. This is the generation that really had a different family dynamic where divorce was more prevalent than it was with the boomer generation and happened to let themselves in, go to after-school programs. Those experiences shaped how they're looking at their families. Your next generation, the millennial, this is a group of folks that really have never not known technology. Anywhere from 1977 to 1994, this group of people really is more in terms of engagement. They want to be heard. That is really, they want to have impact and they want to be heard. Much like your boomers, where they were very passionate about making a difference. The millennial also really influenced by their parents. They were a group of people that were maybe a little bit more focused on working in teams because of the way that their youth experiences formed. Because these were the first teams where we started handing out more of the participation trophies and trying to make sure that everyone felt like they were winning because of what they wanted to do. And interestingly, there was a recent survey from Deloitte that was just concluded, and this group is more skeptical as opposed to being optimistic about work motivation. So looking more at your organizational focus, and actually had about a 12-point drop from year to year in terms of where they feel that their organization, their ethics and their motivations are focused, and it shouldn't be just on profit. So the millennial is a little bit pessimistic about the workplace. Then your Generation Z, which, you know, I have two of them in my household, so it's always fun to kind of navigate the challenges here with the Z generation, 1995 to 2012. So this group is really coming of age right now, coming into the workplace. And this group is survivalist. They want to get out of college in 4 years. They want to be employed. They are very anti-millennial, which is kind of interesting. They're financially cautious. They really are focused on making sure that they are prepared for retirement. They are feeling lucky if they get a job. Again, very optimistic, but still very cautious about what they were doing. And in terms of engagement, they're really influenced by brands that they're supporting and endorsing. And you'll see that with, say, for example, YouTube stars that they identify with. And if that individual supports product or if that individual supports a service, they get behind that. They're also very independent. They're super competitive. They want to win. Very different from their predecessors, the millennials, where their parents, which were Xers, are teaching them that there's a winner and there's a loser, and you can't always be a winner, so you have to know how to lose gracefully. So their engagement is driven by their competitive nature. It's definitely an evolving generation in terms of what they look for, what they value. And I think that's really the biggest thing when you look at the generational breakdown, is that these groups between the boomers, the Xers, millennials, and Z all have different values and all have different drivers that have shaped their experiences. And as an employer, you need to be really cognizant of that.
One of the things you said is the Gen Zs don't get along with the millennials. How do you manage that in a company? I mean, why do we need to manage? They're employees, employee, right? Wrong, I know. But so why do we need to manage these generations differently? Do they need to be managed differently? And we can talk in subsequent podcasts about what that is. But just overall theory, why do they need to be managed differently?
That's a great question, because when you think about it, you know, yeah, people are people, but every individual is different and unique. And, you know, as an employer, I want performance and I want to see my goals and objectives accomplished, achieved. I want to meet what I'm supposed to meet to make sure I'm delivering the results I'm supposed to be doing. And a lot of your performance is based off of satisfaction. You know, I was a faculty member in graduate school business for about 14 years. And in my strategy class, we teach a very simple principle: healthy, happy employees equal happy customers, and that equals a healthy bottom line. You want to make sure that, you know, your team feel like they are part of a healthy environment, that they can contribute, that their performance is going to affect change, and that their performance is going to be acknowledged and recognized. And so it is as an organization, we manage differently because we understand that different people have different needs. And in order to tap into the performance that we're looking for, we really have to make sure that we are addressing those different needs. You know, so as a boomer, you know, very specific about, you know, they're very optimistic. They want to make change. They want to have impact. They were influenced things like the Kennedy and Martin Luther King assassination, you know, Woodstock. And they're very optimistic about the potential. And they want to see how they fit into that. Versus your Generation Z, which, you know, they are basically, they're technology gurus on steroids. You know, they've never known a time where technology wasn't part of their daily life. And this is a group of people that really take multitasking to the next level. You know, they can have the television on, they're streaming music off of a music service, they are communicating over Snapchat, they're watching a video on YouTube, and they're also, they've got a book open, and they're supposedly reading and doing all of these things at the same time. And for them, that is normal, that is a recognized way of approaching something. For myself as a Gen Xer, I look at that and say, you can't focus on anything with all this stuff going on. and so as a leader in the workplace, I have to be cognizant of these differences between these generations, because maybe it's not something that would work for me. I couldn't have all that distraction happening at once.
But I can't either. I'm a boomer, so I can't have that either. I'm a multitasker, however. I do care about what's going on. I care about my clients. I care. So I have some mix of all of that, and I have two millennials as sons who are out of the house now. So I've been there and done that. So I'm listening to you talk, and I say, oh, I could have done this differently. I should have said Well, I want to thank you, Kathy Gamboa, for the first of this series is Converge or Collide, Four Generations in the Workforce and Discussion of the First. So thank you very much, Kathy. If you want to see Kathy's information and her expert background, go to the guest biography section of our website. Thank you.